You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday as we get set for Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. And joining us right now, one of our favorite guests, Ed Fang of The Power Rank, host of the Football Analytics Show, to talk some NFL Wildcard Weekend. Ed, welcome back to the show. Happy to have you and excited to talk about these games here. Let's start with the first one, right? The one that we get on Saturday at 4:30. Bengals, Raiders, we're getting line movement here in this game. It was about 6 a couple days ago, 5.5, now down to 4.5. Some love for the Raiders. What do you make of this? Las Vegas coming in off of what they did last week. Meanwhile, the Bengals kind of 2 weeks off, since they got themselves in the playoffs and won that division. What do you make of this game?
I think it's really interesting that the markets have changed their mind a lot on the Raiders. We saw the market move towards Denver with Drew Lock against this team. Obviously, the Raiders have been coming off kind of a rough stretch there. We saw the market go against the Raiders against the Colts. So, that line got to Colts minus 6.5. And that was partially because Carson Wentz didn't project to play. He did end up playing. That moved to Colts minus 8.5. And then, Chargers stayed minus 3 last week on that epic Sunday night game, right? So last week I liked the Raiders against the Chargers, but I didn't bet it because I didn't think I would get market movement in my favor. And, that didn't end up winning. I think I actually bet this at minus plus 6.5 earlier this week just because I did think there would be some market movement in that direction. I think the markets have been underestimating the Raiders. I really like this pass offense. I like what Derek Carr has done, not only this season, but actually over the last couple of seasons. You can argue that his weapons aren't as good right now. Darren Waller came back in his first game last week and didn't look particularly good, but hopefully that's just a little bit of rust. I think he's an incredible talent. I think the Raiders have, in some of the underlying metrics I look at, they were actually pretty good without Waller. That's how they've been able to win these games. It hasn't necessarily been pretty. It hasn't necessarily resulted in a lot of points. But in the underlying metrics, in the passing success rate I look at, I think they look pretty good. With Cincy, it's a little bit interesting, right? Because they have had this week off. Burrow did get dinged up at the end of that Chiefs game, kind of hobbled off right as they won that game. I'm sure he'll be fine. But I do have some questions about their defense. My numbers on the extreme side of things, my prediction actually has Cincy only winning by one. And so that's the value that I see. Obviously, less value if you're betting Raiders plus 4, but I'm not necessarily sure Cincinnati moves on. I think this is going to be a tight game, and if some breaks don't go their way, I can see the Raiders pulling this off outright, straight up.
Ed, before we get to the other Saturday game, tell us about what you have going on at the Power Rank, because I get the weekly emails. I know a friend of the show, Ed Egros, writes up some of those terrific information. You sent me your wild card breakdowns, man. Is this in-depth, and it could help some bettors out there because we spend so much time digging up numbers, success rate, all sorts of different stats that are available, and you put in what you think is most important going into these games.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking, Joe. I really appreciate it. At the Power Rank, members always get access to my best predictions and my write-ups. But I'm actually making those available to anyone as a separate product. That's the Power Rank 2022 playoff report. I sent you over the copy, Joe, and I guess in betting circles, like, I think my take is just slightly different because I really look at a couple statistics, passing success rate, and not only that, but adjustments based on my algorithms that allow me to adjust for strength of schedule. So I think that does give me a little bit of an edge. The numbers have been pretty good over the last 3 years that I've looked at it. And I think it does give you an edge. And I think it's not just about taking a number out of context, even though that number has performed well over the last 3 years. I think it's adding that to, knowledge about these teams, knowledge that the Raiders' pass offense has been good, for example, and that, Cincinnati's pass defense is suspect. I think they're probably NFL average, but just trying to put some context in the numbers because I certainly don't believe in just looking at my number and saying, oh, I'm going to bet that. I think you got to do your homework. And the playoff report just allows you to kind of get some of my takes, which I think you should combine with the opinions of all the bright people on this show and make your own decision for yourself.
We're with Ed Fang. You can follow him on Twitter at The Power Rank and be sure to check out thepowerrank.com. I'm curious, Ed, you say, that the Cowboys offense might not be as good as people think, but that you like Dallas by 2.8 over San Francisco. So I'm curious your thoughts behind this.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one because, like, my brain has just kind of told me, yeah, Dallas's offense is good. And I think on the surface level, I mainly look at passing success rate adjusted for who you played, the defenses that you played. And they're fifth in the NFL. And that's good, right? Like, I'm not telling you that that's not good. But they really have kind of struggled in some of these games, and they had obviously an incredible performance against the Eagles, but the Eagles were playing the backups as well. So they were a little bit lower before that game. So you take that into context. And then I look at Amari Cooper, who's an interesting player, like a guy I've always thought of as an elite NFL receiver. But when you look at the yards per route run that he's had, they've actually been down this year compared to past years. And he actually had a higher yards per route run last year when he was getting more balls thrown at him from Andy Dalton than from Dak Prescott. So that concerns me a little bit. I think there's a lot of interesting data. And I think CeeDee Lamb's great. There's some interesting data that Tony Pollard's a better running back than Zeke Elliott, which I don't think matters too much, but Pollard is getting like 2 yards per route run, which is an incredible amount. That's the type of numbers that elite NFL receivers average. He's doing that from the running back position, yet not getting nearly as many snaps as Elliott. He's also I don't necessarily know he's going to play this week. So those are kind of the reasons I'm kind of doubting Dallas's offense. I mean, I think they're good. I think they do potentially have a high ceiling, but I think you can question whether Cooper is the same receiver that he was. You can question whether Dak has had his best season.
And I'm curious your process when it comes to how a team changes over the season. Eagles, Bucks, 8.5-point spread. I really like the Eagles in this game. And part of the reason is I think these two teams have changed so much over the course of the year. Do you look at when you kind of put your numbers together, Do you weigh a second half of the season, the last month? How do you do that? Because if you asked me this matchup a month and a half ago, I would have said, uh-oh, Eagles are in big trouble in this game.
Yeah.
But the Bucs are banged up. And if you look at the last – I think since the last time these teams played each other, I think the Bucs have only scored 9 more points over that 2 or 3 month span. So, like, their offense should be better, but really is it that much better? How do you look at trends and how a team is now compared to what we look at for the full season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So a lot of it depends on the metrics that I'm looking at. So when I'm looking at passing success rate, I look at everything. I weight every game equally. And then I would also say that, you know, you can argue that Tampa Bay's defense is better now than it was at the beginning of the year, just because they have a lot of pieces in their secondary back that they did not have before. Jamel Dean might not play this week. I think he's questionable, but I think he gets it together. So I try to, that's the part that I try to put in the analysis. Another key component that I look at is the market. So I take closing spreads from the market and I adjust for who you played. And those are my market rankings. Those are more heavily weighted towards recent games. So that will tend to capture a little bit more of Philly's performance recently. Another thing, like I don't put almost any emphasis on the running game. So the fact that, you know, I've actually found that, you know, even running success rate doesn't really correlate to how many points you score over the long run. So that is not in there as much. And that's going to be why my number is going to be less bullish on the Colts and the Eagles. So that's just not in my model because I found that that doesn't matter as much. Now, obviously, can the Eagles just run the ball and maybe cover against Tampa Bay? Absolutely. Does it hurt that there's no Chris Godwin for Tampa Bay? Absolutely. You know, my number was Tampa Bay by 10.6. I think you can argue that's a little bit high simply because they don't have Godwin. I think he's an incredible weapon, and the numbers certainly bear that out this year. I can understand if people like Philadelphia, but I'm on Tampa Bay on this one. I think they get it done. And I think they can cover a reasonably big number. I mean, I got it at 7.5. It's another interesting situation. I mean, with the winds in Tampa Bay, you kind of expect good weather down there. But I think 20-plus mile-per-hour winds does not help Tampa Bay.
Ed, when I was on your show yesterday with Jim Sonnis, just reading body language, and maybe I'm wrong, kind of felt like you're not buying into a lot of the Cowboys hype that we're seeing right now with that Dallas offense. What are your thoughts on Cowboys Niners?
Yeah, I'm not buying into them as much. And I think that was part of, you know, it's been a couple weeks since I've done a deep dive into them. And I think part of the things I mentioned about, you know, their offense is, I think it's a very good offense. I just think we might be giving them a little bit too much credit. You know, their defensive numbers are kind of all over the map. When I look at passing success rate adjusted for opponent, they're I think third. But when you look at like yards per pass attempt, they're way lower. But yet their PFF coverage grades are good. So I think that unit is probably better than average. It's probably better than a lot of the other units that we're seeing come into the playoffs. But I guess I can say, well, look, let me put it this way. I'm higher on the Cowboys than I am on Arizona or the Rams. I think the Cardinals and the Rams, they're going to play. Someone's going to cover. And I just don't expect much more from either of those teams. So it's all kind of relative. I just feel like those two teams just got out of the gate and then they regressed pretty hard, which happens in the NFL. I still think they're two pretty good teams. I think they deserve to make the playoffs. It's just we got too high on them, and we've seen what can happen when you do that.
Are there any upsets that you're looking at that, you know, maybe wouldn't surprise you that much that you could see happening this weekend?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we already talked about the Raiders. I can definitely see the Raiders walking out of there with the win. Probably the other upset is probably the Niners. I can definitely see them going in there and winning the game. I think, you know, it's interesting when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, he's a quarterback that's set to get replaced by the third pick in this past draft. But he's done pretty well this year. And part of the reason is explosive plays. So when you look at their numbers, they're kind of NFL average in success rate. But they're first when I look at yards per pass attempt adjusted for opponent. And that simply means that players like Deebo Samuel have been amazing, breaking plays, going for long plays. I've also found that explosiveness is very volatile in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So just because you're first in yards per pass attempt does not mean you're going to be able to sustain that. So that tends to be volatile. So I guess that would argue that they might not make the upset. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Niners came out with a win, especially their secondary is playing better too.
Great stuff. Ed Fang of the Power Rank. Check out his work. We'll be back on the other side right here on the BetQL Network.